at any rate, he was just farming a little bit, and this road broke down, and he took a 30-foot barn, 36 feet from the top, and that door had to be opened, and so we stacked it. What little we had, he didn't have, and a few horses and a few cows, because they were just, he and I and my younger sister was always at home. And, but after I got old enough then, so I could get my feet off the ground and not be too scared, I put ropes back in this thing, and then I used it, even 3 years ago yet, I still use the sling, but I've got a loose hay in the barn today. It could be used any time, all you have to do is, just want to do it that way.
They did, just put the sling and hoist it up?
Yeah. The last year that I haul, that I have a buck rake in front of the tractor, and I would leave the slings on the ground in front of the barn, and just dump it right on there and then pull it up. But the way we did before that, we would pitch it with a fork into the hay rack and have the set of slings and just pull it in there. And
when you used a stack, did you stack it round or oblong? Or?
We had a long stack that would come to a oval top. This brown stack, they use that on bundles. I remember helping my dad stack some oats that way one time. Otherwise, that was a trick that I never learned at all.
Did the cows always stay in the barn?
No. We fed them in the barn a little bit more, but no, we didn't. Matter of fact, we milked outside in the corral. We never milked in the barn when I was a boy. Never knew that there was such a thing as cooking in the barn. You know, I imagine the winter time probably, but we run out of the shelter, but we didn't have stanchion.
Now the corral, was that that whole place around the barn, or just a separate place that was fenced off?
It was a separate place fenced off for the cows. See, we had horses, and if you got the horses and the cows together, well, you would just be inviting trouble.
Where were the horses kept?
The horses were run into the pasture or in the barn. We never had any corral for our horses. The horses we fed them every day, and in the morning they would generally come in.
How about the hogs and pigs? What did they have?
What did they have?
Where were they kept?
We have the same old hog barn here today that was, of course, it was done a lot different then. When my dad, when a hog got up to 150 pounds, he went to fattening pen. And this fattening pen would be as big as this room, or maybe twice as big as this room. You couldn't run a hog very, they'd run all the weight off at you. And you had to keep them in that thing, and it would be the rainy season, it was mud. And
you call that mud anything special?
No, I don't remember of it.
You ever hear that called lob lobby?
No, I've heard it, but never around here. I've heard that term. No, never. But the big problem with us always is the hog troughs. You have to carry water to the hogs all the time, and running from this fattening pen. And wooden troughs, and they leak, and they upset them. But, of course, that's when I was a youngster, since I've been messing with hogs, well, that's all got a different order, I remember.
Isn't it wonderful?
I can't imagine the guy putting a great gob of hogs in a little pen and keep them there and make them.
In the early days, did people ever specialize in raising cows for milk and butter in this area?